Gary Eddy is the DNR's off-highway vehicle administrative warden. A crash involving a utility terrain vehicle on August 4th in Oneida County resulted in the death of a person, bringing to 14 the total number of fatalities for all-terrain and utility terrain vehicles in Wisconsin this year. Eddy says the fatalities have similar circumstances.
People not taking the simple step to protect themselves with use of a helmet. And you know, you'd really like to see that to be the norm rather than the exception. So, you know, we're trying to push the this Wear It Wisconsin campaign. It's similar to what we do with our life jackets, and you know, it just makes sense. And we want people to wear those helmets and wear those seat belts because it's meant to save your lives.
Eddy says in all 14 fatalities, 7 on ATVs and 7 on UTVs, no one was wearing a helmet and only one individual on a UTV was wearing a seatbelt. He says anyone under age 18 must wear a helmet and the helmet must meet U.S. transportation standards. Eddy says 13 of the 14 fatalities have happened either on public roads or on private property. He says to be very careful on paved roads. All operators born after January 1, 1988, must take a safety course before operating the machines. He says alcohol and speed also are a bad combination when operating recreational vehicles. The new campaign is called Wear It Wisconsin. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.